Hello. Thank you for tuning into the For What For Who podcast. My name is Courtney Croucher, and I'm really excited to have you here. I've always been obsessed with self-development and pop culture and everything that influences how we live our lives, which is why we're here today, because I believe that with everything you do, every decision you make, for what, for who, my intention is for this to be a resource for people who want to have better relationships, health, professional growth, balance in your lives, and self-love. Subscribe to hear my journey along with special guests every Monday for a blunt approach to living life unapologetically on your terms. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the episode. All right. Hello, hello. Happy. Well, today's Wednesday, guys. Am I 2 days late? Yes. Am I leading with the idea that better late than never? Also, yes. Please forgive me. Honestly, my life's kind of a fucking shit show right now. This feels chaotic start, but we're just going to roll with it. I was in Ontario last week and I literally lost my voice. And of course, the hypochondriac in me panicked and thought it was COVID, along with every Rebecca, Rachel, and, you know, Bailey in my DMs telling me that, oh my God, you probably have COVID. Meanwhile, I took like multiple tests throughout the last month and they've all been negative. It's literally just seasonal allergies that completely bodied me when I got to Ontario. And there was, you know, like post-nasal drip, kind of gross, but like it literally fucked up my throat so badly that I lost my voice for like 3 days. It was not fun, not cute. But now I have a voice again. Thank God. You know, I literally talk for a living. So to not have a voice, it was highly inconvenient. And I felt like I was trapped in my own body. Like, you know, one of those horror movies. I know that feels dramatic because I literally just lost my voice for 3 days, but like that's how it felt. And it was a little bit much because I'm someone who speaks a lot. And that's probably why I lost my voice. But also, like, I need this baby, you know? This is the moneymaker right here. Not the face, not the body, the voice. However, I do have self-proclaimed greatest hits of all time. Don't you ever forget it. I hope you guys are doing less chaotic than I am. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that I can't really share because it's not my story to tell. I feel like I said this last episode, but it's just a lot. And the trip that I had home was just kind of go, go, go. It didn't really feel much like a vacation. So that was a little bit stressful. And tax season is bending me over. You know, there's just a lot going on. And the realities of being an adult is really hitting. And it's hard for me to record podcasts when I'm not doing well because I feel like it's fraudulent. I'm like, this podcast is supposed to be, you know, about intentional living, which I guess being in a bad headspace, you can still be intentionally living. But I think I put some internalized pressure on myself to be almost like this person to look up to, which is kind of odd because I don't feel like I hold myself on that like moral pedestal. Like, I don't think I'm any better than anybody else, and that like this podcast is here to show you how I'm so successful. It's not like that at all, but I still have this like internal pressure. I think it's probably my fear of being vulnerable, going back to therapy, that I struggle sharing when I'm not exactly all together. And I think that I pride myself on someone who really has their shit together, and I've been hyper independent for many, many years. I kind of grew up pretty fast at a young age. And so to not feel like I have my shit together, even though like maybe in like to other people, I might still look like that, but having shit going on behind the scenes. And I mean, I'm doing well, guys. Like, not, there's nothing life or death for me personally. There's just a lot going on in other facets of my life that I just can't really explain. And my head's just really spinning. And I just am kind of like a chicken with its head cut off, really just kind of flailing around. And it's hectic and busy and a lot of anxiety. And when I don't feel like I have it all together, I feel like I can't show up properly for the world. But I'm trying to show up regardless because I'm trying to tap into that vulnerable side a little bit more. And that is where this episode came about, which is called delusional optimism. This is a phrase that I'm personally coining. I have no idea if anyone has ever used it in their life, and I've never done a Google search about it, but this is what I'm calling it. So this is how I'm getting through some really hard fucking times, because honestly, the last 4 months of my life have been more challenging than I can even comprehend.
And it's just been kind of one thing after another for the last couple of months. And it's just been a lot. And I know that the last couple of years has been like that for many of you. And we all go through our seasons, right? You know, sometimes there's the ups and then there's the lows. And you have to have the lows to be able to appreciate the highs. But actually going through the lows fucking sucks. And I just want to remind you of that, you know, if you've been going through that, or you're finally coming out of that season or whatever it may be, you're not alone, because it's life, right? This is just fucking life. But I'm 23 and I'm going through like the early 20s bullshit, and it's hard and it's uncomfortable and I cry a lot. And trying to get through it, I've had to kind of like, okay, how have I gotten through hard times before? And like kind of nurse myself through it, because the weird thing about being in your 20s is that, like, especially moving away from my family and friends, like I live across the country, going through hard times, I have to kind of figure things out a lot more on my own than when I could just, you know, run to my parents' bed and just cry to my parents and cuddle with my dogs. I don't really have the ability to do that on a daily basis. Like, yeah, I can book a flight, but it's like 6-hour flight and many hundreds of dollars to do that, to go home. And it's just a bitch, right? And I just went home and obviously had, you know, been able to see my parents and stuff like that. But it's just in the day-to-day, if I have a bad day, I can't just go run to mommy. And being forced to kind of, I guess, just deal with the bullshit on your own forces you into a level of independence that no one really prepares you for. And of course, I can handle everything that's been thrown at my way, and I've always been able to, and it's always continued my growth. Going through it still sucks. And I hate growing up. I wish I wasn't in such a rush to grow up when I was younger. If I could tell my younger self anything, it'd be that, because I really was in such a rush to grow up. And then I started paying taxes and having plants and having to deal with life, and I'm like, oh, this is what real life is. I see. Okay. All right. It's like that TikTok where the girl's like, this is perfect, 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 perfect. I hear that song or that sound in my head on a daily basis. And I think that TikTok is corrupting our brains, but moving on. It's just kind of that, like, you know, the dog and the burning house, like, this is fine, this is fine. That's how I kind of constantly feel. And trying to remind myself of what have I done in the past to get through hard times. It's funny because, like, when you're going through like the good times, you don't really remember that until you're like going through a time again. And you're like, well, fuck, what did I do before to survive this? And our like instincts kick in, right? Like, our, okay, how do I get through this? That's, I think, the human instinct, but also, how can I learn from the last time and like proceed with these challenges in a different light? And so I was thinking about what's going on, and I realized that part of the anxiety that I have is not being in control of the entire situation. And I think that is a source of anxiety for a lot of people. It can be that root of like not feeling in control that can create a ton of unknowns, a lot of anxiety, a lot of panic. And of course, when you're in that state, it's not a good feeling and you can't think clearly. And that's where I've kind of been. And so when I landed back into Vancouver, honestly, I was hoping that my trip home would kind of, there would be some sort of resolution to some things that are going on, and there wasn't. And that was really hard for me because it didn't go the way that I wanted to go. And if it's not in my control, I start to panic. And I got back to Vancouver and I'm like, well, fuck, like that was an experience, you know. And it wasn't a bad trip, but it wasn't the best trip of my life either. And it was hard to kind of just reckon with that, I guess. And when things aren't in my control, I have a really hard time just surrendering. But that's kind of at a point that I had to get to of like, you don't have XYZ in your control. So you just got to throw your fucking hands up and let the world take you to where it wants to take you. And it's hard to do that. Like, it's really difficult to remind yourself what you believe in. I know for me, like, my faith is put into the universe, kind of, you know, the higher power. I'm not personally religious, but I do believe that there's like a higher power. I call it universe. You might call it spirit or God or whatever. But I do believe that the universe is always working in my favor. But remembering that in the moments when it doesn't feel like it is very fucking difficult. And there was this TikTok that I've referenced this many times over the years, and I wish I could find the original creator to give them credit, but they essentially talked about how, what if you waited 1 year to ask yourself why something is happening? And I always loved that, because if anything that's happened in my life, if I look back a year, it all makes sense. But in the moment, it doesn't make sense. And that's how it's feeling right now. And so going back to those same principles has been like, oh yes, this was something that I've talked about and that was helpful in the past in previous challenges. And being able to go back to that belief system of like, okay, what do I believe? Why is this so hard? How am I making it harder on myself? And how can I make it a little bit easier to get through? And part of that was surrendering to, you don't have control over everything. And the second part of that was like delusional optimism is what I'm now calling it, which is just being so optimistic and so focused with your mindset on how good can it get, rather than going down the what ifs and the mental negative spiral of all the shit that could go wrong, asking yourself what could go right, and really forcing your mindset into a new pattern of thinking. And maybe this is something that's easy for others, but for me, it's something I really have to work on. And I pride myself on being like a positive person, but I find that things have been so challenging lately that in combination of all of the things, it's started to get negative. Like, I could probably handle each thing on their own individually, but in combination, it's been a lot. And it's been hard to not go down that negative spiral. And I feel like it's like dredging up some old shit and some highlighting some places that I need healing and to continue to work on myself. And part of that is that mindset of like, positive mindsets aren't serving just when things are good. You have to continue that mindset when things are bad as well. And that's what I'm trying to really work on and continue, because one, it makes the situation a lot easier to get through. And two, being negative not only drains your energy, but it drains those around you. And I never want to be like a fucking vampire to those who are around me. And it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have bad days or to get emotional or anything like that. I think that sometimes people kind of equate like breaking down and crying and having feelings to being a vampire. I don't think that those are necessarily intertwined. I think there's a difference between being human and constantly being in a certain type of state where you're not doing much to change it. And typically it's not intentional either. So I just want to give anyone grace if you've felt like that, or you've been that person, or maybe you're listening and you're like, oh fuck, maybe I am that person. But the delusional optimism is not only like asking yourself how good can it get, but like just fantasizing that dream, whatever you're wanting to manifest in your life, and just visualize it, taste it, feel it, like literally get the visual so clear that you can taste it, right? And feel like how it would feel to be in that situation, in that career, in that relationship, in that location, in that dream home, that dream location of whether it's a new country, a new city, like whatever it may be. What are you wearing? What are you listening to? Who are you with? Like, what do they look like? How do they treat you? How do they make you feel? Like getting so fucking crystal clear and figuring out how that dream life looks, and continuing to just align your actions in the day to day with that dream life. Because the thing is, when shit gets tough, it can be really easy to get down the negative spiral of, you know, neglecting the things, the self-care, neglecting the goal of the pursuing of goals, right? Because it feels like nothing fucking matters sometimes. Like sometimes you get rocked so hard that you're like, what the fuck is this for? Like, for what, for who, right? But it's in a negative way of us kind of giving up on ourselves when, if you think about it, if it was always easy, we would all have what we want. Like, take that in for a second. If it was always easy, if it was easy to be financially secure, we'd all be millionaires. If it was easy to be in relationships, we'd all be in the happiest romantic relationships, like maybe married and just be so full of love. If it was easy, we would really have a group of friends that are like lifelong friends, but that's not always the case, right? This is not always the case. And we can only be in pursuit of that, but sometimes when shit gets hard, we just say, fuck it. And we turn to things to numb out and we neglect the things that we need. When it's funny because the things that we typically need the most, the things that we typically neglect the most when we need it. And I know for me, I have to make a conscious effort of what do I have in my control? And is this in alignment with the person I want to be and the life that I want to live? I have to constantly ask myself that. And literally the delusional part is just faking it till you make it kind of vibes. And I don't know that I always agree with that, but just sometimes you need to trick your mindset because what you tell your brain, it believes. And you can tell it fucking anything. That's what's crazy about the brain is that we have this RAS system. It's a reticular activating system. You know, when you buy a car, let's say, like, for example, when my parents bought their Toyota Matrix back in like, I don't know, 2006, it's the one that I still drive to this day. When they bought that, suddenly we saw Toyota Matrixes everywhere. It's the same thing if you started wanting a Tesla and suddenly you see everyone has a Tesla around you. It's because you're noticing it more. It's not because more have just populated. It's because you're actually noticing it and you're looking for it. So basically the RAS, it's always looking for proof of whatever you're telling your brain. So if you're telling your brain that your life sucks and that only bad things happen to you and the world's out to get you, your brain's going to find pieces of information that confirm that belief, whether it's true or not, which is so interesting, right? How much power our brain holds. And as someone who like really does struggle, like I'm not inherently a positive person. Like I didn't grow up super positive. I think I've, you know, as much as I love my parents, I've seen my parents kind of struggle with that as well. And like my dad actually is working on his mindset. And it's like comes from their parents too, right? Like this is all generational typically in how you were raised and the beliefs that have been passed on to you. And like most times that we're unconscious of it. We're not even realizing it until we really do the work to actively change it. And so when it comes to the belief system and the what you tell your brain it believes, when we're constantly in that negative spiral, we're probably telling it a lot of bullshit. And then it starts to confirm it, and then it just continues to snowball. Where if we kind of put those rose-colored glasses on and highlight the positives and replace all of that bullshit with gratitude, there's not a lot of room for anxiety. You know, when I think about the times that I've sat there and I've meditated and I've done like a gratitude journal and I've like picked apart like how blessed I still am, even though the circumstances are challenging, I always feel a lot better. And it can be tricky because I don't always think that the exercise of, oh, it could be worse is productive, because it's like it almost makes you feel worse for feeling the way that you feel, even though you know people have it worse, things could be worse. Like, of course, typically we know that, and typically we feel even worse about it, right? So I don't know that that's always a productive thing, but being really just truly grateful for what you have in your life and picking up those positives and being able to just amplify, like, if this is what I have, imagine how good it could get. I'm reminding yourself that most of the greatest days of your life haven't even happened yet, especially in 23 years. Like sometimes I forget that I'm young and then I talk to people who are older than me and I'm like, right. I still have to hold on to this like really uncomfortable decade. And it's a weird process being in your early 20s. And I wish I could have more advice, but I'm kind of going through it myself. But what I'm leading with is delusional optimism, because I would rather lead with that than be a negative fucking Nancy. And I'm just really trying to work on how I speak about my future, how I think about it, how I talk to others about the scenarios that are around me, to continue to manifest the things that I desire, right? Like, what you give focus to, energy flows to. So the more you focus on negative things, the more your energy is going towards that. But when you pour yourself into positive things, I feel like the cup kind of starts to balance out with more good things than bad. And you also take care of yourself a lot more through those challenging times. And I think that getting through them, you might even have a quicker recovery rate or a quicker bounce back than you would maybe if you hadn't led with that form of self-care and that self-preservation when it comes to your mindset and also just like mind, body, soul wellness, right? And just being able to like lean on people when you need to, but also learning to lean on yourself. Like, I feel, it's funny because I've felt this feeling for a while that like the universe was doing some shit to make some changes and zhuzh things up. And that's what's happening. And the growth that's coming from that, I'm sure, is going to be massive. But in the moment, it's feeling real humbling. And so like leading with this delusional optimism to me is the only way I can see it through, because I'm just like, okay, universe, what are you throwing at me? Like, a year from now, I know this is going to make sense. Like, I'm just taking this opportunity, not even like this awful, awful thing. Like, I'm taking this opportunity to challenge myself to continue to grow and know that there's things that are happening for some reason that I don't know yet, and I'm okay with not knowing. And just kind of like talking out loud to that, I sound fucking crazy probably most of the time, but it's working. And when I go through this practice, it definitely is helpful. So that's what I'm doing. I don't know if anyone else is feeling really fucked up by, I don't know if it's like just coming out of the pandemic or if it's just life in general, or like, I don't know. I definitely know that one thing is me not drinking. I don't have an escape. And I used to lean on that for a long time, not even realizing it's, and oh my God, like what I would do to just get some blackout and have a fun night and just not fucking think about anything. That's all I want, but I'm not doing it because I know it's not healthy for me and I know it's not going to solve anything. That's just like short-term pleasure for honestly a lot of pain. And I don't want that instant gratification. But it's been challenging to kind of work through. I'm not going to lie. It's all I want is just a margarita. But we're just going to continue to learn how to self-soothe and to take care of ourselves. And I know for me, this is pushing me into just another level of growth and opportunity and how to be the independent bad bitch that I want to be and that I am. And just taking that to the next level. So to lead with delusional optimism. Cheers to that. So that's where I'm at. I hope you guys found this either helpful or even entertaining at the very least. You can find me on Instagram at the Not So Average Batch and at For What For Who podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on Monday. As always, guys, love yourself, love others, and wash your fucking hands. I'll see you on Monday, I promise. Have a good one, guys.